The Jerusalem Post is reporting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone with U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday, where he informed the president of his decision to send a delegation to meet with Hamas to continue negotiations for the release of hostages and reiterated the principles to which Israel is committed, including Israel's commitment to ending the war in Gaza only after achieving all of its goals. Meanwhile, the Reuters news service is also reporting, citing an Israeli government official, that Israel had dispatched a delegation to negotiate a hostage release deal with Hamas as Prime Minister Netanyahu prepared to convene his security cabinet to discuss a new Hamas positions on a ceasefire accord. It's not clear from either report where exactly the negotiation team had been sent. Britons were voting Thursday in a parliamentary election that's expected to bring Keir Starmer's Labour Party to power, sweeping away Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservatives after 14 often turbulent years in power. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Sunak cast his vote early in his Northern English constituency alongside his wife. Opinion polls put Starmer's centre-left party on course for a landslide victory. 61-year-old Starmer also arriving at a London polling station with his wife to cast his ballot. In a statement, Starmer, the former chief prosecutor of England and Wales, said today Britain can bring a new chapter.
Thank you.
Quite right.
Reform UK leader Nigel Farage soaked up the sun on a walkabout in his constituency of Clacton-on-Sea. Liberal Democrat Party leader Ed Davey arrived at a local church to cast his vote. Voting ends at 10 p.m. when an exit poll will give the first indication of the outcome. Official results are expected in the early hours of Friday.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. This is VOA News. In a radio interview in Philadelphia Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said he, quote, screwed up his presidential debate against